Zhang Lu Wen is a senior student at Massey University in Wellington. He says studying in New Zealand has been a wise move.
I came to New Zealand 4 years ago. I'm not from a super rich family, so I don't want my parents to spend big on my education. New Zealand is quite affordable for middle-class Chinese people. I think the lifestyle here is different from home. It's slow and natural and gives you that feeling of security, so you could study and focus on it.
Last year, China became the largest source of international students in New Zealand, taking up a 27% of all international students. The good environment and tranquility of the oceanic country also attracted a record number of tourists from China. Last year, more than 400,000 Chinese tourists visited New Zealand, spending some $7 million in the country and surrounding islands. According to Australian Bureau of Statistics, China is the second largest source of country of visitors to New Zealand after Australia. Meanwhile, many New Zealanders are visiting China. Tom Combe from Wellington City Council says in recent years, more Kiwis have been sampling Chinese culture.
I think economically, trade deals prompted exchanges, and at the same time, they are taking a liking to the Chinese culture. I know some Kiwis who have been to China not only travel, but they are also working as teachers, journalists, and in other sectors. They like to travel around the world, and lots of them are interested in going to China. Some of them visited China, came back, and showed me pictures of the palace, museum, and so on. They are very happy to find the Chinese culture so different from theirs. It's just not the same as traveling to New York or to European cities.
Kong, as a Chinese migrant to New Zealand, has also witnessed a rise in the number of migrants from China in the past decade. Former Chinese ambassador to New Zealand Chen Mingming says hard-working Chinese migrants are contributing to the local economy.
The Chinese immigrants have injected vitality into the New Zealand economy by providing capital skills that are needed for the growth of the New Zealand economy. I think it's a good thing for New Zealand to accept Chinese immigrants.
The largest Chinese communities are to be found in Auckland, Wellington, and Dunedin, with only a quarter of the Chinese population in New Zealand were actually born there. For CRI, I'm Min Ray.